Hey, it's time to check out what's happening at the Madison, Dawson, and Cambie Public Libraries. Lots of activities planned at the libraries this week. Here to tell us all about it is Lydia Rebine. Time for Madison Public Library show here on Q92, and we usually visit with Lydia Rebine, but we have a special guest joining us by phone, Ayanna Hartpence. Is that correct? Did I say your name right there?
That's pretty close. It's Anya.
Anya. Okay, Anya. That's a beautiful name. How do you spell that?
That's A-N-Y-A.
Okay, Anya. Well, thanks for joining us here on the library show, Anya. You want to be at the Madison Public Library or the Dawson Library or the Cambie Library this Saturday because Anya is going to be here, and she has a special presentation to present. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm an SDSU graduate. That's South Dakota State University. Go Jacks.
Okay.
And I graduated from the geography department. I ended up staying in this part of the country because I found a job that I absolutely love, and quite frankly, the people around here are really amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But so that's a little bit about me. What I'm doing at the library is I am a volunteer for the NASA Solar System Ambassador Program, and people can find solar system ambassadors all over the country. And we do different projects for people who ask. So that's a little bit about the program. Anybody can be a NASA Solar System Ambassador volunteer. They'll take all different experience levels, all different interests. NASA is a really broad program. People are interested in astronomy. People are interested in earth sciences.
Mm-hmm.
Different things like that.
Okay. So what can kids and families expect? What are you going to be talking about then, Anya?
Well, this weekend we will be discussing the moon. The moon is such a great medium for an opening astronomy program. And as I understand it, the library just got a grant to purchase telescopes. And I thought the moon would be a good first subject matter
for
a beginning astronomy group.
The moon, yep.
Yeah,
Earth has one moon, but a lot of our planets in our solar system have way more than one moon, right?
That is correct, sure.
I was on the web solar systems, we'll give that website here in a little bit, nasagovernor.com/ambassadors. That's a pretty cool website if you like astronomy.
Yeah, and we have just organizations all over the country, or different volunteers from all over the country, and everybody has their different specialties, and everybody has a different perspectives in how they tackle these different projects.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's pretty interesting. I think Sioux Falls has maybe 6 ambassadors. I'm from Sioux Falls.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so I think there's about different, I think there's 6 ambassadors from Sioux Falls, and we'll go out and do different programs. I have another event coming up, and we will be looking at the Mars Ingenuity helicopter.
Okay.
That's later in October.
Right, right. So the moon, what give us a little tease about the moon, and what you're going to teach about the moon?
We are going to look specifically at the craters on the moon and how the craters are made, why the moon has, why the moon looks the way it does, and why the Earth looks the way it does, because we're two different bodies in space, and there are different reasons why the moon looks so pockmarked, so covered in craters, and why the Earth does not. So those are a couple of things that we'll look at. We will eventually have a project in where we will make our own craters.
Oh.
And so the people who come to this event can sort of make craters, and then we'll analyze those craters. And we'll look at the orbits. We'll look at Earth's orbit a little bit. We'll look at the moon's orbit.
Okay.
So those are some of the different things that we'll discuss.
The other night we had a harvest moon, and it was nice and big and orange, and it was pretty cool. The moon is a fascinating thing in the sky, isn't it?
It is. And I don't know how we would exist on this planet without the moon. It's integral to our survival.
Okay. Some people say that the moon came from part of the Earth. What can you tell us about that?
That is true.
And it is. Okay.
I will talk about that in depth during my discussion.
Yeah.
But yes, it sounds like something hit part of the Earth, and when that object hit the Earth was still solidifying, and so a chunk of the Earth flew off, and that became the moon.
Wow, that's pretty cool. How did you get involved in this program, or how did you get interested in astrology and the studying the planets and stuff?
Well, actually, astronomy. Astrology is...
I'm sorry. Astronomy. I'm sorry.
It's something different. Science in general has always been really fascinating to me. And astronomy also is really important. We use astronomy for navigation, and we use astronomy for... Well, I work with satellites specifically in my day job, and we use astronomy for actually our satellites too, and
okay.
We use the moon for calibrating our satellites, and so it's integral for what I do for my day job as well.
Okay, so you enjoy teaching about astronomy?
I do, and some of my other talks are earth sciences, and that's part of NASA as well.
Okay.
But yeah, some of my fondest memories as a child was looking up and seeing Halley's Comet, not to date myself or anything like that, but
yeah, I remember that. I remember that too. That was a big thing when it was coming by the Earth, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
That was a little while ago.
Yeah. There more and more girls getting involved in science in high school, isn't there? I heard that the other day on the news.
There are,
yep.
And I think it's important that we reach out to those young ladies and get them involved more as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting that women graduate in the same numbers as men do from colleges, but when you look at the diversity in positions across the country in these sort of STEM fields,
mm-hmm.
There aren't nearly as many women actually employed in those positions.
Okay.
That's probably a discussion for another day.
Yep, that's right. So why don't you tell us where you're going to be? Do you have that in front of you there?
I will be at the Canby Library. I will be at the Madison Library. And I will be at the Dawson Library.
Okay. And I have those times in front of me at the Dawson Library from 10 to 11. The Canby Library from 12:30 to 1:30, and the Madison Library from 3 to 4 this Saturday, October 2nd. So looking forward to that. Anya?
Anya, yes.
Anya, okay. Looking forward to that, Anya. And thanks for coming, and have fun this weekend.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing everybody.
All right. That's Anya Hartpence. She's an ambassador for NASA. And I just encourage everyone to pick one of those libraries and check it out. It sounds interesting. And that's
your
Madison Library Show for today.
Thanks for listening to What's Happening at the Madison, Dawson, and Canby Public Libraries with Lydia Rebine.